Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Business is always a gamble. Over 60% go bust within 5 years. Up to 80% of new businesses fail in 10 years. But a savvy new book by cryptocurrency CEO Ellen Young shows how 4B key business tactics can turn a gamble into possibly a sure bet. His book, Improve Your Odds, The 4 Pillars of Business Success, utilize the system approach to make your business a success. It's being called an entrepreneurial handbook covering all of the most important functions of a business and a how-to for becoming a truly effective leader. Ellen Young is an author, strategist, entrepreneur, visionary, technology, and computer pioneer. 40 years of business success, he created the world's first personal tablet computer in the early 1990s, the DTR, was founder and CEO of Dauphin, which won a $400 million contract with the Pentagon and a $150 million manufacturing agreement with IBM. Well, he's a co-founder as well of Smokey's Gardens, one of the largest daylily growers in the world, and recently a co-founder of Denotes Global, digital currency for everyday consumers, one of the leaders of this technological revolution. And he shares his insights in his new book, Improve Your Odds, The 4 Pillars of Business Success. Ellen Young with us on This Week in America. Hi, Ellen. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick. Good to be here.
It is a pleasure to have you here, and the book is excellent, Improve Your Odds. And I talk about that high failure rate, and you sort of think, well, maybe if I make it past 10 years, I'm going to be okay. You talk about many that make it past 10 years, do so in a state of what you call intermittent profitability, never achieving either success or stability. So there are a lot of floundering companies out there that have been around for a while.
That is correct, Rick. Part of the real problem or real challenge about business is right from the beginning, before anyone would actually start a business, it's extremely important to realize that the most critical thing is that a company must have the potential to grow. And it is also extremely important that it must be rather profitable. So before even jumping in, it's extremely important to pick something that you're truly passionate about and make sure that it has the growth and profitability potential. If not, even if you survive the 10 years, you still could continue to struggle. In fact, many of them do. Just because they remain successful, it doesn't mean that they are truly successful from a growth and profitability standpoint.
In the book, Improve Your Odds, The 4 Pillars of Business Success, you talk about reversing those odds, actually making them in your favor, and you've got the principles that you've used successfully for decades. Let's start from the very beginning. For most people, they're entering a market that's already served by others. And you talk about the fact that if you go into it strictly with a you-can-do-it-too attitude, that can be a costly mistake.
Yes, Rick, that is absolutely correct. And it's often the case. I think it's now very tempting, especially for someone who's really good at one or two things. What they forgot is in business, it takes much more than just one or two things to be successful. It's important that everything that matters must be executed to the best extent possible. So just by being good at one or two things, it's a good start. And it's extremely important for the entrepreneur to realize that business success includes many different things. And I basically emphasize on 4 major key components. Starting out, it's with you, because it's your idea. You are the leader, you are the entrepreneur, you are the creator of your story. And the second thing is your product ideas or a service. And it's extremely important that you pick the right product or service.
You know, it's interesting in talking about that. You say sometimes we get caught up maybe in a novelty item. We've got something that maybe is a little unique, something that's different. And you say that's really not the way to go about it. You really need to have the ability to solve a real-world problem that customers face. After all, it's the customer that will make your business successful or not successful.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. Just because it's a novel idea is exciting. Even though you may be able to solve a problem if you get involved into it. But it's extremely important that you are solving the problem that is meaningful and relevant to the customer itself. Because after all, you need the customer to buy into your product or service before you can be successful.
The book is called Improve Your Odds, The Four Pillars of Business Success. Alan Yong, our guest on the program and the author. The book's available wherever books are sold. You can log on directly to information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you're talking about the leader's idea, his vision, and you talk a lot about that vision, and you say problems can occur when people think they have a vision, later find out that they're lacking that sense of the big picture. Talk about how important both are. You have to have that vision, but you have to understand what's going on around you as well.
Yes, Rick, that is absolutely correct. From my standpoint, being able to define your vision very, very clearly and be able to articulate it in such a way so that other people can understand and buy in is extremely important at the very beginning. I know most people are not comfortable about it because they say, wow, I just have a great idea, it sounds exciting, and we'll have a lot of opportunity and so on. But let's try to understand, ideally, what the vision is about. I think I'll use Dnote as a good example of that because it involves a new industry, digital currency, Bitcoin, and blockchain. And it's something that people don't quite understand it. But what is also significant is it's probably going to be the most massive industry. One of these days, it may take 10, 15, 20 years. But what is Dnote's vision in this case? Dnote's vision is to help guide the digital currency to gain mass adoption. It means that Dnote to be accepted by the masses one of these days. That is our vision. So now that we have a vision, which is we want Dnote to be accepted and used by everyone on a global, worldwide basis, what is it that we need to do? We need to define a path to that ultimate realization of that vision that is mass accepted. And in order to define the path, we got to know which way we are going and make sure that everything is directed and positioned to reach that final objective or destination, the realization of our vision. So hopefully our listener will get an idea how important it is to define a vision, to lay down a strategic path in the best way, the most efficient way to get there, and now be able to get everyone associated with the project to understand that there's a path, and we have to remain on that path in order to get there.
You know, it's interesting. You had so many challenges, I'm sure, when you started Dnote. We're looking back, February of 2014. We followed Bitcoin, the alternative digital currency. It's got sort of a reputation for a Wild West mentality. And you talk about, here's something that's known for its lack of central control and sound leadership, but you thought your best strategy was to manage it as a business without actually controlling it as one. Talk about that, because this really is a unique animal, isn't it?
Rick, it is. And unfortunately, I think very few people in our industry understand the significance of that. And that is, being a decentralized digital currency. That's what all those Bitcoin and digital currency are. It's totally decentralized, meaning that no one controls it because the whole thing is being done based on the concept of a decentralized ledger that is peer-to-peer being linked as a network, meaning that anyone can get in and out of the network and never committed to have to support it on a continual basis unless they want to. So that itself is a very powerful thing, which means one can support the DNOTS network one day and stop doing it forever. No one can stop you from doing that because nobody controls it and everyone has the complete freedom to get in and out, to be an owner and not an owner. That makes it extremely challenging. So we realize the huge challenges because of the decentralized entity concept. And we believe that in order to ensure that a digital currency will be successful, it is imperative that there is a group of people who have sufficient invested interest to protect and promote the best interest of the currency, in this case, DNOT. And that's why we form a separate company, DNOTS Global, to play that role. Additionally, we feel that it's also important that digital currency by itself is going to be very difficult to gain mass acceptance. In order to help it gain mass acceptance, we need a fully integrated ecosystem consisting of many different things, including payment network, educational efforts, and everything else to make sure that people can move around and understand yes. what DNOTS is about and be able to use it as a payment, as a medium of change and store value.
And you get to go behind the scenes in the book, Improve Your Odds, The Four Pillars of Business Success, Alan Yong, strategist, entrepreneur, technology, computer pioneer, with us on the program. He's the author. The book's available wherever books are sold. Improve Your Odds, Alan Yong, that's A-L-A-N-Y-O-N-G. Link on directly to information on the book at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's fascinating because I mentioned the success you've had with Smokey's Gardens. You sort of set that aside and you go in, and you tackle this as a whole new proposition with DNOTS. I want to get back to picking up the four pillars before we run out of time. We talked about the leader's ideas and vision. Talk about the role of employees, especially like-minded employees, not just employees, people who work for you, but people that share that goal.
Rick, that is a very good point. If you are going to make your company of any significance, you cannot do it alone. It means you need to get other people who can share your vision, get excited about your vision, missions, and goal, and be able to come in and help you carry out whatever else you need to be done. But because of physical limitations and so on, you are unable to do it yourself. So employees are extremely important. The way I would recommend other entrepreneurs to really take advantage of this concept is to make sure that your next employee should be really handpicked by you and be coached and inspired to be almost a replicate of you. And from there on, that employee should also, with your help, with your leadership and inspiration, move on to recruit additional employee, sharing that same concept, that belief in a unified culture, one single culture, so that everything can be replicated in a way, all the way down to the very bottom. So if you follow that strategy and practice in terms of of hiring more employees, be able to expand the whole vision concept, the same mindset, philosophy, way of doing business, unified culture and so on. It's important that it start with you, because you are the leader, you are the coach, you're the one to inspire other people, and you are the creator of your business success story. So it's extremely important that employees are practically handpicked, trained, inspired, and led, rather than being told what to do every day.
The fourth pillar is the customer. I've got a couple of minutes left in the program, and you talk about that as the customer is really the boss. And you talk about, and once you think about it, it makes perfect sense. A new customer costs a lot of money, is time-consuming. You're better off to try to take care of the customers you have. That's really important to success overall, isn't it?
Yes, Rick, that is extremely important. Let's face it. Everyone who would think through it would realize that the reason you are in business is because of the customer. You don't have customer. You don't have enough customer. You shouldn't be in business, and you will not remain in business for long. So it's extremely important that you treat your customer very well every time, making sure that they have a great customer experience, because it is extremely expensive to continuously recruit new customer and end up losing the old one. It is building from what you have and continue to appreciate it to make sure every customer experience is a great experience. And it's not necessary that you don't make any mistake, because we all do. And there will be incident in which the customer could be disappointed, but that can be reversed. If you have a good strategy, a good plan, good intention being laid out, because people do understand that there are occasional oversight and mistake, is how you respond to it promptly, politely, and always with appreciation, and work with the customer to resolve any problem.
It's a fascinating new book. It's Improve Your Odds, The Four Pillars of Business Success. The author is Alan Yong, Y-O-N-G, strategist, entrepreneur, technology, computer pioneer. Book's available all across the country. It's an excellent read. It has everything laid out there, just like what we talked about in the program today, going into detail with the four pillars that we had talked about. Information available by going to our website as well, thisweekinamerica.us, and a link on directly to information on the book. Alan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much, Rick. I enjoy it totally.
Thank you. The book is called Improve Your Odds, The Four Pillars of Business Success. Alan Yong, the author and our guest. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.